is dirty, matted, very, very underweight.
He rescued his son's dog from neglect.
He helped you when you needed it, right?
Yes, ma'am, but he also abused us when we needed it.
Now, a battle over a beloved pet escalates.
You brought the police to your father's house after you gave him the dog.
My wife didn't know.
He told me while I was holding my daughter that we were not family anymore.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Paul and Maria Tarocco are suing Paul's father, Philip Tarocco, for the return of their Yorkshire Terrier, Tootsie. Philip claims the couple was neglecting the dog.
Order. All rise.
Now it's case number 130 on the calendar in the matter of Tarocco versus Tarocco. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Tarocco, this is your father.
Yes, ma'am.
In November of 2008, according to your complaint, your wife became ill and she was hospitalized for a period of time. At that time, you had a dog, small dog, Yorkshire Terrier?
Yes, ma'am.
How old was the dog at the time?
She was 2 years old, ma'am.
And you had had her since she was a puppy,
yes,
right?
Ma'am.
And at that time, when your wife went into the hospital, according to you, you asked your father whether he could take care of the dog.
Yes, ma'am.
You have any children at home?
I have a 2.5-year-old, ma'am.
You and your wife?
Yes, ma'am.
Who was taking care of your 2.5-year-old when your wife went into the hospital?
My wife had a same-day surgery, ma'am. She had to go in for a matter of 12 hours. During that surgery, we had my mother-in-law watch our child.
Well, then why couldn't you take care of the dog?
The dog was not being treated to what we feel it should have been due to the emotional state that my wife was in handling a 2.5-year-old at the same point in time.
So the dog had been neglected?
Yes, ma'am.
Your father went and picked up the dog, and according to your father, he found the dog in a very bad state, something that you seem to confirm, that the dog was matted, not taken care of, was late in its vaccines. I know your wife is shaking her head no, but all of those things were true, according to your husband, that the dog was being neglected at home. Now, you, I assume, were not too emotionally attached to this dog.
That's correct, ma'am. It was...
Okay, I assume that, you know. Been around the ballpark a long time. So your father took the dog. Tell me what the dog looked like when you got her.
When I first picked her up, she was dirty, matted, very, very underweight. She weighed 3.5 pounds. Currently, she weighs 6.5 pounds.
Don't put your hands up, sir. We both know what happened here. I know and you know. I don't know if she knows what happened, but you know and I know what happened. And I gather that this situation has pulled your family apart. Would that be a fair statement, sir?
No, ma'am, it wouldn't.
You still speak to your father?
When he picks up his phone, ma'am.
Did you leave nasty messages on his phone at some point?
I believe my wife did, ma'am, due
well,
to the fact that my 2-year-old daughter is still makes police plays with the dog.
Well, you know, that's resolved very, very easily. If you have a 2.5-year-old daughter who likes to play with a dog, you get a new one. You don't call up and curse your father. Or your father-in-law. Put your hand down. Put your hand down. And right now, we're talking about a situation which is 7 months later. Why didn't you resolve this with your father?
Ma'am, I tried to call him numerous times.
Why didn't you just get another dog?
I didn't get another dog, ma'am, because of the fact that we do have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and the fact that the dog was already trained, and the fact that I just started a new career, and we didn't have the financial stability at this time to invest thousands of dollars into another
Yorkshire. It's not thousands of dollars in another dog, sir. If you paid thousands of dollars for a Yorkshire Terrier, you got taken.
That's correct, ma'am. I did at the time.
You didn't pay thousands of dollars for the dog?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Show me. Show me a bill of sale for your dog for thousands of dollars.
The only thing I have, ma'am, is the receipt for the dog.
Where did you buy it?
At Petland, ma'am.
Oh, well, look in the newspaper. Where do you live?
Fort Myers, ma'am.
Fort Myers?
Yes, ma'am.
My hometown. Look in the local newspaper. For $400, you can find a perfectly healthy and happy Yorkshire Terrier.
I know that now, ma'am.
Well,
I did
now
not
you
know.
Know. So, if anything, I would say to your father, give your son and your granddaughter $400 and let them go out and buy a new puppy. Or if you want to do it yourself, go out and buy a puppy and bring it to your granddaughter. What?
Your Honor, I did give my father the opportunity to do that. I asked for him for $600 for me to go buy a new puppy, and again, he never returned my phone call.
Yes.
Well, at first they were demanding, nasty, abrasive, and I decided after taking several calls that I would no longer take those calls.
I don't blame you.
I stopped taking calls. I did not return calls.
Mr. Tarocco, you do not have to be abused. You were doing your son a favor. And your son, I believe, from what you told me, made it clear to you at the time when he told you to go get the dog that he didn't care what happened to this dog as long as you took care of it because he had a very full plate. That was the message. And whether, Maria, whether you believe it or not, that's what your husband led his father to believe, that he couldn't take care of it, you couldn't take care of the dog, go take care of it.
At that time, and what I'm not understanding is if you know that your granddaughter, who's 2 years old, has an attachment to a dog. You're telling us your attachment's more important than a two-year-old's.
Yes, absolutely correct. Because your two-year-old's attachment can be switched over to another dog in 2 seconds. I've had a whole bunch of 11 two-year-old grandchildren and 5 two-year-old children. And I'm telling you, their love and affection can be moved from one to another. Now, if you're talking about a 15-year-old, they're talking about a different story. But a two-year-old, that you can take one Elmo and put it in the closet and bring them another Elmo, and they're going to love the second Elmo just like they did the first.
About to cut a grandchild off?
Listen to me.
It's not.
What I'm telling you is your husband led his father to believe that he wanted nothing to do with this dog. It was too much for the family to handle.
No.
And then that's what you told me, sir, and that's what happened, Mr. Tarocco. You and I both know that. But when your wife got on your back, mm-hmm, and you called your father and said, I want the dog back now. And your father said, not only was the dog not being treated well in your house, because a two-year-old dog doesn't put on 3 pounds or 2 pounds or even a pound in 6 months, unless the dog is obese. I'll look at a picture because I assume you have pictures.
Yes, there is.
I assume you have pictures and I know what those dogs look like. And I assume he has medical records.
Would you like to see a picture of the dog when we were taking care of it?
Mr. Tarocco, you've already told me that your dog was neglected in your home.
Ma'am, I did not mean it like that. I meant
I don't care what you meant. I don't care what you meant. Are you calling your father a liar when he says he went and picked up the dog and the dog was matted and dirty and underweight?
Yes, ma'am, because the dog just got a grooming about 30 to 45 days prior to that.
I don't believe that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You brought the police to your father's house after you gave him the dog.
My wife brought the police.
Well, that's unfortunate. You should have stopped her. If she's not stable, you have to watch out for her.
And later today,
when you made those appointments with her, did you complain about your hair?
She never showed up to the first session.
Listen to me. When you made the appointments with her,
I did send her a text. I sure did.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Paul and Maria Tarocco claim Paul's father, Philip Tarocco, refuses to return their Yorkshire Terrier. Philip claims the couple gave him the dog.
Mr. Tarocco, you handled this thing badly. I know you had an upheaval in your family. Your father also could have handled it differently. He didn't. He's not paying you thousands of dollars for another dog. He is going to replace the dog that you asked for back within 5 weeks, because he acknowledges that it was in 5 weeks. And within 5 weeks' time, after he got the dog stabilized, probably would have been wiser, Mr. Tarocco, for the family, for the peace in the family, to return the dog. Now, I can understand why you felt as if the dog was being neglected there and you weren't sure whether it wouldn't be neglected. And your son had said to you, take it, I don't want it. If you were a stranger, I would throw him out. But you're his father, and I assume this is his
witness.
Who says,
Your Honor, they're being very kind about the condition that we found that dog in.
Just a second. Up.
I'm sorry. It was plus 90 degrees when we picked that dog up.
And?
That dog was outside on a lanai that was covered with feces, had no food or water. It went beyond
neglect. The dog was neglected.
Yes.
There is no question in my mind that the dog was neglected while in their care because of the medical condition that his wife had and the emotional problems that she was undergoing at the time. And there's no question in my mind that you understood that at the time. Now, I agree with you, Mr. Tarocco, that at this point you have a choice between supporting your father and supporting your wife. Now, I have absolutely no sympathy for the position that the two-year-old was attached to the dog. The two-year-old would get attached to any dog.
And ma'am, at the time, that's all we asked for. We only asked for the dog back or for him to replace the dog.
Mr. Turaco, that wasn't your deal with your father. And, you know, the more we talk about this, the less likely I'm going to be to even award you money for a new dog, because that wasn't your deal with your father. You say, give us the dog back or give us money so that we can replace it. And if what you're telling me is that you can't replace the dog in 7 months by going to the pound in Fort Myers, my hometown, there's something wrong with you and your wife. So can you explain to me why in 7 months? If you were so concerned about your daughter's psyche, you didn't say to your wife, we don't have the money. Let's go over to the Humane Society and find a rescue puppy. Explain that to me.
Because I had hope in my heart, Your Honor, that my father would actually come to the realization and actually return my phone call and actually help me through the situation.
Just a minute. The situation with your wife. Mm-hmm. Because your wife says it all has to do with the 2.5-year-old. And if you were worried about the 2.5-year-old, you would have replaced the dog 5 months ago with a rescue. If you couldn't afford it. It became more than that, and it shouldn't have. He helped you when you needed it, right?
Yes, ma'am, but he also abused us when we needed it.
Yes.
May I say something?
Yes, Mr. Turaco.
There was a time when I actually considered giving the dog back, but then I had to dig my heels in because on a particular day, Lee County Sheriff was actually brought to my door, and it was said to me, with them present, that I stole the dog. And I said, there was no theft here. That dog was not taken. That dog was a gift to me. She was given to me. And then I said, this has got to stop. And I said, do you have a court order to return the dog? And they said, no. And I said, then I would like for you to leave. And that was the point where I felt I was beyond the point of no return.
When did you bring
February 4th, ma'am.
Why?
Because we could not get in contact with him. And he lives in a gated community, and we could not get to the gate to knock on his door.
You brought the police to your father's house after you gave him the dog. You gave him the dog.
My wife did, ma'am.
Hmm?
My wife brought the police.
I did not. Well, that's unfortunate. You should have stopped her. If she's not stable, you have to watch out for her.
It was February.
If she's not stable, then you have to watch out for her. How long have you been married?
3 years, ma'am.
How long has he been your father?
23 years.
Get it?
Yes, ma'am.
The divorce rate in this country is 52%. There is at least a 52% probability that the person standing on your right won't be around in 20 years.
You have a healthy marriage.
Just a second. Just a second. There at least a 52% possibility that that won't happen. You will only have one father, sir. And if I were you, I would take strong action before I would let my wife bring the police to my father's house.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He told me while I was holding my daughter that we were not family anymore.
Well, just a second. What kind of phone conversations had you had with him prior to that?
And later today.
Listen to me. You're getting yourself confused.
Maybe it was before. I don't remember that.
You just told me it was definitely after. You have to get your memory straight.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Paul and Maria Turaco claim Paul's father, Philip Turaco, refuses to return their Yorkshire Terrier. Philip claims the couple gave him the dog.
Go ahead.
When I went to his house that day, he told me while I was holding my daughter that we were not family anymore. That is what came out of his mouth. We didn't choose
Well, just a second. What kind of phone conversations had you had with him prior to that?
I am not a mean person. I've never left any nasty messages. I was not raised to be like that. If calling and saying you need to give our dog back, because me and my daughter want the dog back, if that is very crucial, I do not cuss. I do not talk like that. That's pretty awful that he would make that up, because I'm not that type of person at all.
Your case is dismissed. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'd like to see us put this behind us.
Hopefully we can reestablish our relationship.
I can start being a grandfather again.
And work it out.
And I can start to spend time with my son.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Fulton versus Pateri. Step forward, please.
Hairstylist Melissa Fulton is suing personal trainer Holly Pateri for a refund of her training fee. Holly is countersuing, claiming Melissa damaged her hair.
Ms. Fulton, you are a hairdresser, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
And you are a personal trainer?
Yes, Your Honor.
I understand that the two of you made an agreement. You made an agreement to purchase from the defendant training sessions.
Yes, Your Honor.
and that initially she was going to charge you $400 for a series of training sessions. And then eventually you worked out an arrangement with Miss Pateri where you would give her $200 and you would do her hair, cut, wash, blow dry, and color, which was a $200 value in exchange for the other $200. So it was partial cash and partial barter. So far, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did she give you the $200?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did she do your hair?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you get the training sessions?
Not one, Your Honor.
Why?
She did get her first training session. She got her first training session at my apartment, which we did her body fat, we did her diet.
Just a second.
Her goals, everything.
When was that?
It was the first week in January.
When did you get your hair done?
It was 2 to 3 days prior to that.
So you didn't have a training session at your apartment. What you did was you went over her body fat.
That is the first session.
Listen, you went over her goals.
Yes, Your Honor.
But it wasn't a training session in the classic sense of a training session because I know what that is. You go for an evaluation and then you start your training sessions. And then you actually go and work out and sweat. She didn't do that in your apartment.
Correct.
Okay. And she wants her money back. You have a counterclaim.
Yes, ma'am.
You say that she did a terrible job on your hair. It cost you $275 to fix your hair, and you want to be compensated for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 2 to 3 days before she came to your apartment, she did your hair.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the date on which you performed half of the...
Yes, Your Honor, I do.
...arrangement? What date was it?
That was on Saturday, January 17th at 10 a.m. at the salon.
And on what date did you go to her apartment for the evaluation?
It was prior.
Maybe you can tell me, Ms. Pateri, what date did she go to your apartment?
I believe it was on the 12th.
Well, if it's on the 12th that she came to your apartment, then she came to your apartment before you had your hair done. You told me she came to your apartment after you had your hair done.
She did my hair and then she came to my apartment.
That's what you told me.
Yes.
But she has you down. Your appointment was January 17th.
No. Not correct.
Can I see the book, please?
Yes, ma'am. And this would be one of my witnesses that was there at the time that she did come into the salon on January 17th.
I'm not denying that I didn't come into the salon. I'm denying that I came in and then she did her sessions right after.
Listen to me. You're getting yourself confused. If you tell the truth, you don't have to have a long memory. Do you understand?
I don't have an appointment.
You told me that you did the evaluation in your apartment around 3 days after she did your hair. That's what you told me at the beginning of this case. Do you remember that?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, is that true or is that not true? That she did your hair 3 days...
I did say that.
...or 4 days, but it was before she came to your apartment.
I did say that. It may not have been right, though. I don't have the exact days.
Did you go to her apartment before?
It was before I did her hair, because immediately after I finished my day on that Saturday, I got in my car to go visit my daughter in college.
Okay. And you say it was after?
No, it was definitely after.
Definitely after. Well, if it's definitely after, then I'm dismissing your counterclaim.
I don't have that documentation.
I'm going to explain why if it was definitely after.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Because your counterclaim says she destroyed your hair. And if she came to your apartment after, days after she did your hair, and you made no complaint to her when she came to your apartment, why in the world would I entertain a counterclaim now?
Before. I don't remember that part.
Well, you just told me it was definitely after.
Then maybe it was before. I don't remember that.
You just told me it was definitely after. All right. Your counterclaim is dismissed. You have to get your memory straight.
Why is my counterclaim...
Just a second. What you gave... Put your hand down. Nonsense. What you gave her was $200 in cash.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Now you're going to tell me the circumstances surrounding why you didn't, you claim, why you didn't go back to her for the training sessions.
In my book, I have the first 3 appointments that we had scheduled for my training sessions.
Mm-hmm.
She text messaged me every single appointment date within an hour before our training was to happen and canceled 100% of our appointments.
Yes, now I'll hear you.
Can I go back to the prior really
quick?
No.
What I want you to tell me is... Did you or did you not cancel any training sessions with her?
No, I did not. Actually, she had no-showed me.
Okay. Now, so you made appointments with her?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you made those appointments with her, did you complain about your hair?
Did I complain about my hair? She never showed up to the first session.
Listen to me. When you made the appointments with her...
I did send her a text. I sure did. I did not send her a text right afterward because I was so upset and so mad. I did not want to act on that. So I did tell her a couple of days after. Yes, I did.
Judging for the plaintiff in the amount of $400. That's all. Step
out. Thank you, Your Honor.
Pardon my excuse. Let me step out.
Ma'am, Judge Judy, step right out there, sir. In a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm tired of people taking things that don't belong to them.
She's a flake.
Thinking they can get away with it.
She lied.
Thinks she's just the kind of person that's a taker.
And that's all I have to say.
And just wants to get something for nothing.